Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're listening for the very first time. And I'd like to welcome all of you who join me regularly. And, of course, hello to all of you who will be joining me via iTunes and Stitcher Radio and TuneIn and Pop Coalition Radio and Overcast.fm, Google Play, and, of course, my Blog Talk Radio community, and those who will be joining me in the chat room. Happy New Year, and I hope you are having a great start to your year as well as your week. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has over 180 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/getorganized. And a little bit later, I will be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, tonight, this is the first show of 2017. We've got a great guest, R.J. Hodges. He's a speaker. He's an author. And he's going to share with us ways that we can really get our lives together in order to accomplish all of those goals. Some people call them resolutions, on the things we want to move our life business-wise and personally to the next level. And, of course, in the next half hour, I will be sharing tips in my Taylor's Tip Time and my product suggestion, app suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion of the week. And before I introduce our guest, R.J. Hodges, I want to just kind of did a Google search and share some of the benefits of being positive, because we are in a new year, fresh start, new beginning. So, of five benefits of being positive are: number one, increases your lifespan. Number two, it lowers your rate of depression. Number three, you get a greater resistance to the common cold. Number four, better coping skills during hardships and times of stress. And number five, well-being. So our guest, R.J. Hodges, is a professional speaker. He's a certified personal mastery life coach. He's a certified practitioner in the healing art of Reiki and the creator of a coaching system known as LIFE. Living in Full Existence Education. R.J. Hodges is a best-selling co-author of the book Mission Unstoppable, partnering with world-renowned leaders George Frazier and Les Brown. He is also the author of You Can't Practice at the Game, The Art of Mastering Your Volume 1, and an audiobook series called Winner Status. R.J. Hodges is the founder and president of Empowerment Company, Born to Win, and R.J. Hodges Speaks. R.J. specializes in both personal and professional development, with the focus on helping people master themselves in order to transition into their idea of success and fulfillment. R.J. works with corporate companies, small business owners, professionals looking to advance their careers, young adults looking to create professional plans, and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taking a holistic approach to achievement has proven to be the most beneficial for his clients, helping them to not just focus on professional success, but build a fulfilled life by not neglecting other areas. Over the year, R.J. has discovered that in order to build a life that is balanced and truly rewarding, attention must be given to spirituality, physical health, wellness, professional purpose-driven accomplishment, and building healthy relationships. Highly trained in skills at helping people identify and eliminate hindrances In order to further progress and transform into their higher self, RJ brings an experienced level of knowledge, confidence, excitement, and enthusiasm to people that facilitate successful change. I'm going to bring on RJ. Good evening, RJ. I should say Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year and good evening to you as well.
I thank you so much again for being my first guest for 2017 and kicking off the new year.
I feel privileged and excited.
Well, thank you. And because of your background and everything that you've done and accomplished and all the things you work with clients, I thought you would be the perfect guest to kick off the brand new year, because most people have started thinking about, if they don't already have that list of new things they want to accomplish in the new year. Some people call them resolutions, some people call them goals. I've seen vision boards, vision parties. One of the things that I was really interested in when I was reading your bio is your LIFE system. So can you share with listeners about that system, because it stands for Living in Full Existence?
Well, to be honest, the whole life education system, it came out of a sense of frustration, to be perfectly honest with you. Just kind of back when I started my first business when I was about 18 years old, I started to learn a lot of things that nobody had ever said to me before. I started to learn about mindset and my belief system and how success is created from the inside out. I started to learn about these negative thoughts that I had in my head and hindrances and fears and all of this stuff that I just got puzzled, because I tried to figure out at that point, I had been to school and no class had ever taught me about any of this stuff. Why was I just now learning this as a newly adult starting a business? And it kind of made me mad, to be perfectly honest with you. And over time, as I started to learn those things, what hit me was that we spend thousands upon thousands of dollars on education, which I'm not against in any form or fashion, but a lot of times that education does not teach us how to operate in daily life. So out of that, I started saying, I want to live in full existence. I used to just say that all the time. And as I started looking at live in full existence, I was like, wow, that's life. That's an acronym for life. And I took that and I developed this life education system. And I started putting those things into this system that I feel like that we don't get taught in our traditional education. Traditional education teaches us a lot of great things, but it may not teach you how to deal with your depression, how to deal with your stress, how to deal with, again, your fears or the things that you don't know what to do next when it comes to business or just life in general. And that's what this system is really all about. It's talking about those things that we have to have in order to be successful that we just don't get in traditional education.
So, RJ, what are things, so people are, sitting down and they are creating a plan for 2017, but what are some of the things, because I'm the organizer, that people should not, really take into 2017, should kind of let go of in order to, create this, living in full existence, life?
One of the first things that I'll say, and I love the vision board parties. I love, all of the things about people sitting down and making goals. But what I really want to tell people is what we got to stop doing is these abstract goals. They're really good. They make us feel really good. But at the end of the day, how do you accomplish that? So when you make a vision board, that is just the start. That's the start. That's not really the plan yet. That's just a what do I want? Sometimes we may write down, hey, I want a brand new, 2017 Mercedes-Benz E-Class this year. Maybe that's one of the things on your vision board. But what we don't do is we don't break down a solid plan of how do I get it. Because, see, a plan is not something that you say, I want to get this in 2017 at some point. A plan has a specific day and date and time attached to it. A plan is not also something for the year. A plan is for the day. most of the time when I'm working with clients, the biggest thing that I'm trying to get them to understand is that we need daily objectives. So if you know that that car is your objective for 2017, the first thing you got to ask yourself is, when do I want it? If you want it by June the 1st, okay, that's a solid date. Then you got to figure out, well, how much does it cost? And if you find out that it costs $100,000 and you make $45,000, then you know there is a discrepancy there. So you got to first start to figure out, how do I create the additional income that I'm going to need to actually afford this car? What type of venture am I going to get into? What am I going to do? You got to start breaking down a real plan. And most of the time, I always tell people, the biggest thing that you can always remember is that if you learn to set daily goals, the week, the month, and the year will take care of themselves. Sometimes we get so caught up in the big picture that we never scale back and actually break down whatever that goal is into daily plans, daily objectives. So that's one thing that I would tell people. Don't bring the abstract goals into 2017. Make sure you have daily objectives and a real solid, specific, very detailed plan, something that's measurable and attainable and realistic and timely that you can actually achieve. One of the other things, because I always tell people that accomplishing comes from the inside out. And I always tell people one of the biggest things that you have to do is change your perspective. And the reason I say change your perspective is because a lot of us – uh-oh, did you say something?
I'm listening and taking notes, RJ.
Okay, no problem. I thought you were about to tell me something. But one of the biggest things about changing your perspective is we have to develop a perspective that does not always see what's missing. Most of the time in our lives, we can only see what's missing, and we can never really understand and appreciate what is. Because of that, it creates a lot of frustration in us. It creates an environment inside of us that's not at peace. And again, if success is created from the inside out, if you're truly manifesting the things that are internal into something that's external, you can work as hard as you possibly can and still not accomplish those goals simply because you're not at a place of peace internally, because you're always seeing what's missing. You're never really happy. Even if you get that Mercedes, you're going to find something else that you got to have that's going to diminish the blessing in that particular thing. So we got to make sure that we're always kind of looking at, what's my real plan? Is it abstract? Does it have details? Do I know what I'm doing tomorrow? Because right now, whatever you said on Saturday at the stroke of midnight, whatever you said you wanted, if you don't wake up tomorrow and have something very tangible and specific that you're doing toward that thing, then the question is it just a dream, or is it something that you're really working toward?
And that is good, RJ, because as you were talking, I was thinking, because I have a plan for how much money I want to save by December 31st, 2017. And before, earlier this afternoon, I wrote down a chart and how much money I have to save every single week. And So each week I will check off, you know, the amount that I transfer from, you know, my checking to my savings. And you're right, people don't have those. They say they want to earn, or they want to make, or they want to buy. And even with organizing, when you said people don't see what they already have, they want this elaborate organizing system. And I say, well, you've got all of these wonderful tools right here, but because you feel that you need to have what it looks like on HGTV, you are missing the point. The point is being able to store things in what you have, labeling it until you can get to that point. Don't let it stop you. So
that's
true. Really good.
That's very true.
Yeah, and you're right. If you want to, you know, like you said, if you want to get the E-Class Mercedes by June and, you know, it's $100,000, but you're only making $48,000, yeah, you gotta figure something out. And I think sometimes people look at the big pictures, but like you said, it's the detail. It's the detail to help you move to the next level. So with that, I mean, you've already given us one detail, that one thing that we need to do, but is there something else? Like if somebody says, okay, RJ just said work on the, not on, he's already told us what we need to kind of let go of. So what are maybe one or maybe two things that we need to do in order to live that life, you know, life, you know, living in full existence life?
I may give you three, but let me start with the first. I'll start with this first thing. I always tell people you need a daily intake routine. What do I mean by that? What do you do daily? Because everything about accomplishing is about consistency. It's about not what you're going to do this week but not do next week. You just mentioned you're going to be transferring money every single week for the rest of this year. That's a very consistent plan. So for everybody, I always say, what is your daily intake routine? But here's the thing, not just from a accomplishment or a business or a professional standpoint, but also from a personal standpoint. One of the biggest things that I work on and I tell my clients is you need a daily intake routine to feed your faith and starve your fear. Meaning that every single day you got to ask yourself, do you meditate? Do you read things that are positive? Do you take in more positive things than you do negative things? Because at the end of the day, your daily intake routine is also about the types of information that you take in. So if this year, and I'll use myself for an example, if this year you want to write a book, if that's your goal, then part of your daily intake routine is you should be studying authors. Every single day you should be studying authors and how they became authors and how they became bestsellers and you know, who do they use to write books and all every part of information you can find about the positive side of writing a book, that's what you need to be intaking every single day. What you don't need to intake is something that I experienced when I was writing my book. I called a publisher one day and I asked her about, could they publish my book? And she said, RJ, you may want to do something else because people aren't buying books anymore. It's going to be a waste of your time, energy, and money. See, that information could have fed my fear and it could have stopped me from writing a book in the first place. But since I understood this, I quickly cut her off and I said, hey, thank you for your time. Have a great day. And I called a good mentor of mine who's a best-selling author, and I said, what do you think? Because this lady just told me people don't buy books anymore. And he said, I sold about 10,000 to 15,000 books last week. Keep doing what you're doing. So your daily intake routine, it's mandatory. It's just like how you take care of your physical body every single day. You eat food, you take a shower, you drink liquid, you do all of this type of stuff for your physical body. But what do you do for these goals every single day? What do you do for your internal self every single day? So you got to have a daily intake routine. The other thing that you need to do, and this is very, very specific, you must correspond with everything that you want, and you must make sure that you're not contradicting the things that you want. Most of us, if we're honest with ourselves, if we look closely, we're contradicting what we want, either mentally, spiritually, physically, or emotionally. I'll give you a perfect example. I was dealing with a lady I was doing some coaching for, and we were having a phone conversation. And we were talking, and she said, RJ, this year I'm going to get my life together. I'm going to get healthy. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to get in shape. Wait a minute. Hold on one second, RJ. Yes, let me get a number 7 with cheese. Add the fry. I said, wait a minute. What are you doing? I said, what's happening? Did you not just tell me that this year you were going to get in shape and lose weight and all of this stuff? And she was just like, yeah. And I said, wow, most of the time we're direct contradictions to what we want. So you got to make sure whatever it is on those vision boards, whether it's I'm going to get in shape, I'm going to lose weight, you can't contradict that because it's just really basic and simple. If you're contradicting it, the chances that it's going to happen are very slim. A lot of us are saying we're going to get in shape this year. But if right now you're listening to this and you're eating something that you know you're not supposed to be eating, I'm not beating you up about it, but get rid of it because you know that's a contradiction. Instead, you need to correspond. Correspond. Do things that are in line mentally, spiritually, physically, and emotionally with the things that you want.
Wow, that's good. And I'm sure a lot of people's toes were just stepped on for that one, because a lot of people can relate to that. They say they want to eat healthy, but the next thing you know, they're going somewhere. It doesn't. The choices are not as healthy as they should be. So, wow, yeah, I like the daily intake, because that made me think one of the things I want to do is I need to learn another language. So this is a way I can do it. I can get one of those programs, and every single day I can move towards that goal. So I like that.
Most definitely.
Daily intake.
Yeah.
And cross not, yeah.
And it's consistent.
Action.
It's consistent.
Yeah, wow.
You know, if you're doing something day in and day out, you can't help but to get better at it. Think about something, if you start something right now, and you just do it consistently every single day. It might not be for a long period of time, but if you do it consistently, I had a client that tell me, RJ, I wish I could read and finish a book. I said, well, all you got to do is read a chapter a day, just a chapter. If you get consistent the rest of this year with reading one chapter per day, it's no telling how many books you're going to finish before the year is out.
And that is true. And it's about, like you said, the daily things that we do. The listeners, it's the daily things we do. So, RJ, you've given a lot of information. I tried to take notes. I'll just have to listen to this episode again in order to capture everything. So how can people get your book? Tell us about your book, because you have several books available for people.
Okay, sure.
And how can they get a copy?
Sure, no problem. My first book is called Mission Unstoppable, Extraordinary Stories of Failures, Blessings, and it's a book that I am one of the co-authors on with George Frazier and Les Brown. And this book is incredible because it talks about what failure is not, because a lot of times we feel like things happen in our lives and we consider it failure, but that's not really what it is. And it's a group of us as authors that we all came together to put this project together. And then my other book is called You Can't Practice at the Game, The Art of Mastering You, Volume 1. The Art of Mastering You is the back end to, it's kind of one of the courses in the system of life education, because you got to first learn to master yourself before you learn to master anything else outside of you. Both of those books are available on my website, which is rjhodgesspeaks.com. So if you go to rjhodgesspeaks.com and you click on books, if you order either one of the books, I'll make sure that you guys get an autographed copy of the books. And I'll also, just because I'm here, what I'll also do, if you order one of the books, or more of the books, I'll make sure you get an autographed copy. But I'll also get in contact with you, and I'll do a free 20-minute coaching consultation with you virtually via phone, Zoom, Skype, whatever works better, because I really want to help people strategize these goals, strategize this year out. And there's no better time to do that than now, and there's no better time to do it than when it's free. So so I'll jump on the phone with you for 20 minutes, and I'll find out what those goals are. We'll talk about where you are right now, and I'll give you some real good strategies on how to get there.
Well, did you hear that, listeners? If you order his book, you go to his website, there's always a link on the show page directly to the speaker's website, and you get a book, and then you get a 20-minute session with him. You get an autograph book. I love my autograph book. So make sure you take advantage of that, because this is like January 2nd of the new year, and what a great way to start the year off then with a strategic plan set out for yourself personally and professionally to get things you want accomplished this year. So I thank you once again, RJ, for kicking off my first show in 2017.
Thank you so much for having me. It's definitely always a pleasure to be here.
And it's always a pleasure to have you as a guest. And again, have a very happy, successful new year.
Thank you. You too. I definitely wish you and all your listeners the best. And I know you guys are going to accomplish all of those goals. And again, get in contact with me. The benefit a lot of times, or let me say the lack of benefit sometimes, is that we go about things on our own. And sometimes we just all need help. You can go about your goals by yourself, but if you could get help with somebody that can strategically help you break those down, just think of how easier that would be. I mean, that's that, you know, that has been the benefit to my life of having a coach or having somebody to help me get over the things that I may just didn't know how to do at the time.
And that is so true. That is so true. It's nothing like a good coach to help you on the path to get what you want in life and in business. Well, thank you so much, RJ. Continue to have a great evening and a great week.
You too. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Lori Kennedy from Shred Patrol, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
Thank you so much, Lori Kennedy from Shred Patrol. And yes, this is that time of year when you start thinking about shredding all the stuff. I actually had a nice little shredding session on New Year's Eve. And for those of you who follow me via Instagram, probably saw a picture of all of the stuff I shredded. But I wanted to, that was a really good interview with R.J. Hodges. So I would encourage you to go to his website, buy his book, have a 20-minute session with him. So, again, you can have a strategic plan for 2017. Well, our wonderful sponsor, Audible, is offering every listener a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. All you have to do is go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You download a title for free and you start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. And my audiobook selection for this week is Time Management from the Inside Out, written by Julie Morgan Stern. Now, she is, of course, the author of Organizing Yourself from the Inside Out. Basically, she's taught hundreds and thousands of people how to conquer clutter in their daily lives, and then she explains how to overcome the time challenge once and for all. So she'll help you discover what the stumbling blocks are, create a time management system that suits your individual needs. Again, that is Time Management from the Inside Out by Julie Morgan Stern. So that is my audiobook selection for this week. And, of course, as RJ mentioned, that you have support that you need. And I just wanted to share with you, for those of you who don't know, I actually have a Facebook group for people who were fed up with clutter, chaos in their life, in their space, and they wanted to be in a supportive system. And it's called Get My Life Totally Organized group. It was started in December, and I am just overjoyed by what the people in that group have accomplished. I mean, the stuff they threw out, how focused, how supportive they are, and what they want to get rid of in their homes and in their lives. And it's a private Facebook group where you can post questions, share your progress. I do Facebook Live on there at least once a week. I also give them a challenge once a week to toss something. And, of course, if they post a question, I always respond to it. And then sometimes in my responding, I decide that it's better to just do a Facebook Live. And, of course, we also have monthly calls as well. And it's a lot more. But if you go to my website at janetandtaylor.com, you click the link, Get My Life Totally Organized group, and you will get all the details and the investment. The investment for the first 30 days is $1. Gives you an opportunity to join the group, see what it's about. After that, it's $7 a month. That is it. To have a personal organizer, you will be in a group coaching program for $7 a month. You can't beat it. So, again, just go to my website at janetmtaylor.com. Well, now for my Taylor Tip time. And these are just some things that will help you have a more organized life. And this is kind of to piggyback off of some things RJ said. And these are things that I do for myself. So number one, you definitely need to schedule time for prayer, for meditation, or to be still. It needs to be daily. My time is 5 o'clock in the morning. I get up every day at 5, whether it's a Monday or a Saturday. I get up and I have my moment of stillness, prepare myself for the day, prepare my thoughts, and just to kind of, it feeds me in all that I do and in all that I give, not only to my clients, not only to my family, but also to the different groups and organizations I belong to. Number two is you create a diet, meals that are healthy. In order for you to live life to the fullest, you have to be healthy. So that means that once a week you need to sit down and plan your meals, and not only does that help you be more healthier, but it helps you save time and it helps you save money because you have planned things out. You're being strategic about your body. Create an exercise plan that you will stick to. People run. I'm surrounded by so many different runners. It's amazing. People run. People go to the gym. That's just not my thing. I am good at getting up. I'm good at stretching in my own home. I'm good at walking. I love to walk, especially when the weather allows me to do that. So what I have done this year, which is a little different than past years, is I'm a little bit more flexible with my exercise plan. Because before, I had it all scheduled out. This is the day I'm going to exercise. This is the day I'm going to walk. But my schedule is so flexible, and it can change at any moment. So I have a day, depending on my schedule, I plan it by week. Like today was my day in my home office, so therefore I did my exercises and my stretching at home. Tomorrow I will be going out, but because I'm going to walk to where I have to go, that'll be get my walking in. And then on Wednesday I have to do errands. I'll get my walking in. Then I'll get back and do some home office things, and I will be doing exercises at home on Thursday. So that works for me, but it keeps me healthy. It keeps me in shape. Schedule time for fun at least once a week. At least once a week, do something fun. Movie night with the girls. Date night with your honey. Do something with the neighbors. Rotate, but always make sure you have time for fun. Try and learn something new. Now, as I mentioned, I need to learn a new language. I need to actually learn two languages, but right now I'm going to focus on learning one language. So I'm going to schedule time daily to actually learn another language. And, of course, now that I put it out there to all of you, I have to do it. But also the wonderful thing about this is that I have a neighbor who teaches languages, so therefore I will have somebody to converse with. And the biggest thing, number five, because we are in a new year, get rid of stuff you no longer need. Now, I spent December 30th and December 31st ridding my life of stuff. I went through because I was determined I was not going to take anything in the new year I didn't need to. And I got rid of 8 small bags because I have to put my bags of trash in a trash chute. 8 small bags of shredding. I went through and I was ruthless. I said, I don't need it. I don't want it. I've got copies. And so that's something that I did. I went through my closet and I just started pulling things out again. I said, I'm not going to wear this ever again. I went in my dresser drawers and started pulling stuff. So that's what you want to do as well. So those are just a few ways in order to just maintain order. Make sure you schedule time, quiet time, prayer time, meditation time. Make sure you plan your meals. Make sure you incorporate exercise so you can live a healthy life. Learn something new. If you want, one of my friends and colleagues is challenging people on her Facebook page to read a book a week. And she said, get a book, just has 7 chapters. So she said, no more than 7 chapters. So there are certain things that if you want to do it, you can do it. Well, before I get to my mailbag, I just want to let you know I will be returning to the Philadelphia Home Show, and my topic is Organize Your Space, Organize Your Life. How benefiting, the benefits of once your space is organized, how it will impact your life. I will be there at the Philadelphia Home Show January 13th at 4 p.m., January 14th at 3 p.m., and January 20th at 3 p.m. I believe I'll just be there 3 times, but I'll definitely be to those dates. And if those dates change, I will let you know. So, again, I will be at the Philadelphia Home Show, and you can just go Philly Home Show, Google it, and you can see not only will I be there, but there will also be some celebrity presenters as well. I want to thank you for all of your tweets, your emails, your posts on Facebook. Thank you for following me on social media. Thank you for following me on Periscope, Instagram, my Blog Talk Radio community. I want to thank Yolanda for sharing her posts, photos of her newly organized office. She did this on LinkedIn, so I want to thank her for that. I want to thank all of you for your retweets and your likes on Twitter, as well as my new followers on Facebook, as well as Instagram, too. So I thank you so much. Well, you know what? Today is the first Monday in January. Tomorrow will be the first Tuesday, and it is Talk to Tuesday. And this week, because, you know, we are now finally getting past the holidays, and a lot of you have started taking down, some of you have completed, but sort of taking down your decorations, packing them away, and I want you to get rid of the decorations you know you will not use in 2017. So that is my toss it to you. If anything is broken and just damaged, you just no longer want to use. So that is my Toss It Tuesday tip for this week. So now I want to move on to my app suggestion, my product suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion for this week. My app suggestion is the For Any Place app. It will help you keep all your information on your household appliances, products, and life in one place, because I know a lot of you may have received some wonderful new gadgets, tools, toys, equipment, appliances for the holiday, the Edel's manuals, but you can organize all the information you need about that specific item. In the For Any Place product suggestion is the Days of the Week folders from CJ Works, and it's great because it has all the days of the week. So maybe Monday you want to pay bills, and on Thursday maybe you do some other types of tasks. I'm trying to think of things that you could do, but I'm running a blank here. But you can organize the information according to the day of the week, and that will help you keep the information organized, but also it'll help you just keep things, help you stay on task and on target of what you need to accomplish during a week. So those are the days of the week file folders. And my repurpose suggestion is get creative in the new year. Old jeans can be repurposed to become pocket organizers. Old shutters can be used in the kitchen, and old candle jars can be used for storage. So those are some things that you can repurpose in the new year. So you can find my app suggestion, product suggestion, and repurpose suggestion by going on my Pinterest page. And I'm Janet M. Taylor, and I have a board that says products that will help you stay organized, apps that will help you stay organized, and my repurpose board as well. But be sure to check it out. Well, my motivational, inspirational quote for this week is cheers to a new year and another chance to get it right. So no matter what happened last year, it doesn't matter, because this is the second day of a new year, so you have a clean slate, and you can start over again and do this thing right. You know, as I shared, one of the things is I wanted to save a specific amount of money by December 31st. Now, last year, that was my goal, but unfortunately, life can hit, things can happen, and it didn't happen, and that's okay, because this is the new year, and I already started. I just did a little transfer right before I went on the podcast, because this is a new year, new attitude, fresh start, as another chance to get it right. So, you know, whether you decided last year I was going to organize the closet, it didn't happen, or maybe you wanted to do the junk room, or maybe you wanted to create a home office, it didn't happen. Well, you know what? This is the year. And as RJ said, make sure you take that goal, that abstract goal of seeing that beautiful space, and create a plan to get things done every single day. So every single day, maybe you want your living room more organized. Well, that means every day when you come home, you do not take the mail and just throw it anywhere. You have a specific place for the mail. Maybe your goal is, I'm going to start being a better manager of my time, specifically in the morning. Well, that means that maybe the night before, you need to start planning. You need to make sure you know where your keys are. Make sure you have the two matching shoes you need to walk out the door. You already know what you're going to prepare for lunch. You already know what's going to be in your bag, your tote, your briefcase. So it's just creating that plan, creating that strategic daily plan. This is daily intake routines. So those are some things that can help you and propel you in the new year. Well, next week, next Monday specifically, is Clear Your Desk Day. That's a holiday. January is Get Organized Month, but next Monday, and we're going to be having Felicia Wallace Benton, who is an interior designer. She's going to come on and just share with us some ways we can clear our desk, but you can have a very organized and aesthetically pleasing workspace. And that's next week. And then, of course, later this month, we'll be talking about mental clutter as well, so be sure to join us. Well, I see there's a few people in the chat room, so we've got like a few minutes left. So if you have any questions regarding organizing, getting organized for the new year, good organized month, you know, be sure to post it. Or feel free to make sure you go to my website at janetmtaylor.com, go to the contact page, and you can post your question, and I will be sure to respond to you. Well, I think everybody's a little quiet out there, and that is fine, but I want to thank all of you and the guests, my chat room. I want to thank all of you for listening. Again, I want to share with you how much I appreciate you for allowing me to do what I love to do. So thank you for listening. Be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, as well as your social media network. Be sure to visit me on my website at janetmtaylor.com. And until next time, I want you to have a clutter-free day, an organized week, and I want to wish all of you a very happy new year.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.